You were holding that minimum base by the Mishnah. The Aldovish Shengdulim or someone that does not grow up on the ground, Oima Yisei Shakun Yibidvoroi. Allah Choymis and Vinikar, Biala Noivlois, Bial Haguvoi, Oima Shakun Yibidvoroi.
Shashma Forish Bigmora, the Al Haguvoi type of grasshoppers, is Oima Shakun Yibidvoroi. You make a shakun on these things. Even though Choymis was wine, but now became spoiled, you make a shakun. Noivlois is also spoiled type of fruit, so instead of making the bird create, now that it's spoiled, you only make a shakun. We have Yehudu Oimea Koshu Min Kolola. Anything that's a Min Kolola, and Mavorach and Olav, you don't make a bracha. There should be more, in your Kolola, there should be more Gemara brachas. This around me. Yehudu Oimea Koshu Min Kolola, and Mavorach and Olav. Something that's a Min Kolola, you don't have to make a bracha on. So Chur is saying these last three cases, you don't make a bracha at all, and we don't pass them like a Yehuda. Hoyo Lefonov Minam Harbi. You had a few things in front of you, what to eat. If one of the, let's say fruits you have, and one of the fruits is min shiva, it's an olive, or it's a fig, or a date, you have to make the bar parades on that first. Make the brach on the min shiva first. The chomim say, no, there's no kedima in making a bracha on min shiva. So the lacher is, you can make a bracha whichever one you want. Now in the Gemara we'll see exactly what the machlokes is. It could be two cases where you have two type of fruits in front of you, an apple and a zayis. They're both the borei parets. The question is, which one should you make the bracha on to pata both of them? The Yehuda says there's a chshivas in min shiva, so the zayin mina make the bracha on that. The Chum say no, ezvim shiyis. The Gemara says it means which is chavav upon you, the one you like better. That's the one to make the bracha on. If you like an apple better than a grape, you make the borei parets on the apple, not on the grape. We'll see in the Gemara Barichas, the machlokes. Rashi Gavoy Chagovim Torim Min Klala Yechaymetz Nevloyes Gavoy Yadei Klala Heim Boyim. Or Rabbi Yehuda, all these three things come Yadei Klala. Therefore, there's no bracha. Sati Gemara Tana Rabbonim Al Dover Shen Gedulim Minoret. Something doesn't grow out of the ground. Kogoyin Bosa Behemois Chayois Meat or Chayis Vayfois from the birds, the dog and fish is Oimer Shakol Niyevet Boret. That's the bracha. Ala cholov, the same thing on milk, ala dates and eggs, ala gavina cheese, oimer shakel. Ala pas ifsha. You have a piece of bread that became spoiled. And the pshat from spoiled is that rove people will not eat it anymore. But it's nechel, it's still nechel, so loch ridge you don't make a moitzi anymore, but you only make a shakel. While hayayin shehikrim, wine that also started to become spoiled, there's like a foam on top of it, a krum on top of it, we ala tav shul shavat zurosoin. And any type of food that orbits rust, I mean, it doesn't look nice anymore, it doesn't taste so good anymore. Without the rove in the yodim, will not eat it anymore. Oimer shakel. Now you only make a shakel. It's lost its chashivas of a mintavshel to be a vermini mazainis, or to be other brachas. You only make a shakel now. Al hamelech, and salt, yal zom, and salt water, the yal kimeim, or patria, is the type of mushrooms, and, petrios, what? Toast. Right. Topples, what do they call them?
Toast.
Yeah. Is oimer shakel. You only make a shakel, not a borei pri adam, only a shakel. We'll soon see why. So the moral of Memra, the kimeno patrios, lav gedule karkaninu. Are these mushrooms, it's not called growing from the ground. Therefore, you don't make a borei pri adam, only a shakel. For the moral of Atan, you will learn the Mishnah Nedarim, hanoi demi peris oritz. Somebody makes a net, he's not going to have any hanoi. From Peiris Oritz is also the Peiris Oritz. He's also to have Hanoah to eat the Peiris Oritz. Or Mutter the Kimemu Patrias. He's allowed to eat these mushrooms, it's Mutter. Because it's not called Peiris Oritz. But the Imam Mab, if the person makes the Nedim and says a Loshin, called Gedule Karkolai, anything that grows out of the Karka, then also after Kimemu Patrias, he's even also to eat mushrooms. So you see, mushrooms is called Gedule Karka. The balance called the karka. Why do we make a shakol? We should make a bar pri hadama. But the brisa just says al davar she'ein gedulim in earth. Something that does not grow out of the ground, we make a shakol. Mashma something that is the gedule karka, you should make a bar pri hadama. Amar Abaya mirva rove meyarva. It's like a true mushrooms grow out of the ground. Therefore, ilkus nedarim. When you ask it something growing out of the ground, you're also eat a mushroom. Aba minka la yanti meyarya. It doesn't get its nutrition from the ground. It gets it from the ear. So therefore, you don't make a bar pi adama. The Gemara of Dover Hashem Gedulim Minorot Ketoni, Mashmi, you only make a shakl on something that does not grow out of the ground. Now, since these mushrooms grow out of the ground, even though it's not menkai, yanki doesn't get nutrition from the ground, so you should make a bar pi adama. And the Gemara Toni Al Dover Hashem Yonik Minorot. You say you only make a bar pi adama if it gets this unique, this nutrition it gets from the ground. That's when you have to make a bar pi adama. But these mushrooms, even though they grow, or the fungus like they grow off the ground, the ikar nutrition it gets is from the ear. Therefore, you only make a shakel. Right over our noises. The Mishnah says on the spoiled type of fruits, you only make a shakel, not a bar pi adama. For the more my noises, what is the spoiled? What is the noises? Reb Zeira, Reb Yiloy, Machlokes. Chadama bushli kamara. That means the sun dried it out. It got overripe, and the sun made it separate, spoiled. Shashi bushli kamara, kamay srufe chama. The sun burnt it. Shebishlam, it got the right. The sarfa machaim, and the heat like dried it up and burnt it. The yavshu tamarmein, the type of dates, they got dried up. They're not so edible right now. Therefore, you only make a shakel. You don't make a bar pi adama anymore. You shakel. V'chadama tamrid zika. One man the Yemen says this means the date that the wind threw down. The wind, it was a windy day, it blew it off the tree. Pashtun means right dates that the wind blew off the tree on the floor, you find it on the floor, you only make a shakel. So the kasha what? The chur would still be a bar pi adama. We'll see. That's the more tanan. Yabyudu aime kol shu min klola, anything that's a min klola is ein mevorach nola. Doesn't pass to give a kodesh baruch or shvach, it's a klola dika thing. Vavishleim laman yom bushle kamaro, if you hold that these noivlis means that these fruits were burnt up by the sun, so they're like spoiled fruits now. His hain of the korolim min klola. That's why Yehuda said it's like a klola. A kodesh baruch went and like burned up these fruits, so you don't have to make a bracha. Elo laman di yoma, tamri de zika, that's tam the wind. Blew it off the tree. Maimin klola. What's wrong with it? It's a good fruit. So what if the wind blew it off? And the Gemara Ashara. I'll tell you, Abimatchiu, if you only says you don't make a brach on the other two things, on the grasshoppers and on the chaymits. That's a min klola. Trashi Ashara means a chaymits ugevoi pligir abyuda. It's a spoiled wine and gevoi grasshoppers are min klolas. For the Gemara, Zoy, Ika diami something like this. Bishleim lamandi yama bushle kamara. If you hold the pshat from Neivlus in the Mishnah, why you make a shakel? It's because the sun burns up the peri. Hainu the mevorchen alayu shakel. That's why it loses its bar pi adama. You only make a shakel because it's a ruin free. El lamandi yama tarma the zika that the wind blew down this date. Shakel. You only make a shakel. Bar pi adama mi boy leil avruchi. You should make a good bracha bar pi adama. What's wrong with the peri? So what if the wind blew it off the tree? It's still a good edible tree. So the Gemara Elo Avada Benoivloi Stoma. Like in our Mishnah, it says the word Noivloi Stoma Avad, it means Kuliyamu Letzlika de Bushli Kamara Ninu. Everybody holds, and everybody's masking, it means that the sun burnt up, dried out these peris. They're not so edible anymore. That's why it's only a shakel. Keep pligi with the machleik is what noivlis means, but noivlis tomorrow. Like in the Mishnah in Dumai, there it doesn't say noivlis tam, but it says noivlis tomorrow of a date. It's a date noivlis. There it's a shalom, what does it mean? The Tanan. The Mishnah in the beginning of Dumai, hakalim shebet Dumai. Dumai is perish a buy from an Amoritz, and Lechosh is maybe he didn't take off Maisris. So if you buy the perish from the Amoritz, you have to take off Maisris now misofim. But it's only a shaylev, it's a good pri, so the Amoritz was like, it wanted to eat all the peris, he didn't take off trumas, he didn't take off maizes. But let's say it's a spoiled pri, the pri is not so choshev. Then you're not choshev, the Amoritz didn't take off. Like he has nothing to gain. They're bad peris anyway, he doesn't care about it so much, the Amoritz, so his zicha gave off maizes. So the... He knows that lochid, just he's not so makbid in doing it, about he knows. Moraz Amoritz knew a lot. That nan, hakalim shebet mai. It means what an easy terrorist that were not choshev the Amoritz didn't give hashitzin musulsi what these are v'yharima and v'yozardin v'noy suach v'noy shikma v'gufanim v'natzpa v'noy v'lois tomorrow. Oh, here brings down noy tomorrow. These are a different type of terrorists that are not choshev a terrorist that are the Amoritz just gave what ma'isa from. Now Amoritz ma'as, what are these things? Shitzin, what are they? Amar Abba Babachon Rabbi Yechanon mintainim. The type of figs, they're not such good ones. So the Amor Zich gave up Maisa. Rimoin Kandi. Not sure what that is. Right, so Ozardin Tulshi, that's like crab apples. and that's called choshev azachin. So the Amora Zvich gave up Maisa. But no suach from Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yechidin tiny chiyuta. They're white type of figs. Those are not such good ones, so they gave up. But no shikma from Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yechidin dubli. Dubli. Simply the Bach says, and the Bach doubts a doubly near Pirish Tainum, a type of a fig, Hamurkevis Barmuin, that was made mixed together with a walnut, with a chestnut, a Pirish Procha. Right? This type of a fruit is also, it's not a chosh of a fruit, and we name on the Amor Zich gave off Maisa. Gufanim, what is grapes? Shiloyi Gufni. The end of the grapes means grapes grown in the winter. Shrashi Yanovim Sasvonis. The winter grapes are not such chosh of a grapes, that's the Amoras gave off Maisa. Natspo, Parch, that's what we had before, that's when the tlaf tree, the pears that come off the tlaf tree. Noivlois tomorrow, or here it says, this type of a date, that's not so chosh, is Yabloye Reb Zer, here's the Machloikis. Chadama Bushli Kamara. It means they were burnt up, dried out dates. So here, they're not so choshev, we're not choshev, the Amor didn't go off Maisa. The Chadama Tarma Dezikin. Some say here it means where the wind blew it down also, the guy that got ruined, got a little dirty on the floor, so the Amor just gave off Maisa from it. Fred Gemara, Vishlem Laman, the Yama Bushli Kamara, even here by Demai, we're talking about the Paris the dates that the sun burnt up. Hainu Diktoni Hakalim Sheba Demai. That's why it says here, if you buy it from now on, you have a suffix. If he took off my sum, you could be mekel to say he rather took off my sum. Zveika nu depoter. Only if you have a suffix, you bought it from now on, you bought it from my sum. Hovadai. But if you know vadai that the Amoritz, anybody, didn't take off Shumas Amaitis yet, you're chayit, you're mechoyit, it's good. Because the parents belong to you. Elulaman diyom, a tarma de zika. But if we're talking about these dates, that the wind blew off the tree and poshet fell down in the main street, Rishusarabim, so these dates now become hefka. Vad and chayiv, is that true that this peri is, if you know for sure you didn't take off Trumas Amaisis, you have chayiv to take it off, hefkerin inu. Look who the hefka now. Since the wind blew it down in the middle of the street, Rishusarabim, these peris are hefka. And hefka is potim in Amaisis. And the Gemara, Hakam Maestina and Shosa Gerwin. We're talking about that even though when you found it from Hefka, B'shus Rabim, but if you collected a lot of Peres together, Midirabonin Yavachiv will take off Shumas Amaisis. So Rashi learns, the bottom Rashi, Afal Pi Shepotra Min Amaisir, locked an Oni, V'yosin Gurin, if the Oni collected a lot of these Peres from Hefka, and made a Gurin, made a bundle out of it, his hook full of Amaisir Midirabonin. Midirabonin, you have to take off Shumas Amaisis. The man the Chosi, somebody sees you, Sovash Yetfuas Karkohi, somebody will think these are parents that came from your karka. So even though really came from Hefka, Midrabonin Yavuchiyiv. So talking about these parents, the Amorites collected a lot of them. So Vadai, you mukhiv take off Trumas Amaisis. But if you buy it off an Amoris, you have a right to know him on he Vadai to go off Trumas Amaisis and Asmuta. Dam Rab Yitzchok Am Rab Yechim Shum Rab Loza Rab Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Haleket Yashichav Yapeya. Shosim Gurin. It's an Oni that collected Leket Shichav Peya. But all these things mean derisus potifat trumas to maisa. If the Yoni collected a lot of them, made a gurun out of it, his hook full of maisa. Midirabon and the Yoni now has to take off trumas to maisa. Because it looks as if it's from his Paris. He could diami some say no. This blame laman the yamatamra de zika. If we're talking about now that the wind blew off these are the dates you found on the floor. Haino dochi correlate noivlis doma, vossum correlate to tamra. That's why now in Mishnah it says Noivloi Stamo, because Stam Noivlos now Mishnah means the sun burnt it up. There in the Mishnah in Demai it says Noivlos tomorrow, because it means different type of dates. There it means dates, the wind blew it off the tree. So since it's two different type of dates, it's good why the Mishnah called it two different Lashonis. In Brachas is called Noivlos Stam, and in Demai it's called Noivlos tomorrow. Eloman the Yama Bushli Kamara, but if you look even in the Mishnah in Demai, it also means the tomorrow, the dates that the sun burnt up, Nisna Idividi Noivlos tomorrow, or Idividi Noivlos Dama. How come there's a shinu between the Mishnah in Brachas and the Mishnah in Demai? Both Mishnahs should use the same lotion. Either both should call it Noivlos tomorrow, or else Noivlos Dama is the Timur Kasha. But that Mandiyama is more the Kasha. There's more Mistava, the first Mandiyama, that here in Brachas, Noivle Stama means just the sun burnt up the peri. It's not such a good peri, that's why we only make a shakol. And the Mishnah and Tamai is talking about where the wind blew it off the tree, so that's not so chashiv in the eyes of the Amorites. That's why his zikr took off the time to take off Trumas and Maisa from it. Right. Hayul fun of Minam Harbi. So now we have a machlekes in the Mishnah, where you have a few peris in front of you, and you want to make one bracha to pata a few of them. The question on which peri should like hold in your hand and eat first to make the bracha on that peri. Should you make it on the mint shiva, that's a Yehudi shita, or should you make it on the one chav of the one you like better? Ezem hem shiyut, the Mishnah means the one you like better. Which one is first? Omarula, machlekes, the machlekes in the Mishnah is b'shebechaseyim shabbos, where you have two type of peris. Moshe will have an apple, which is a bird priate, and you have a grape, which is a bird priate. And the person loves to eat apples. So now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he has to make the bird priate on the grape and bite into that first, and then let that bracha pata the eighth. Since the grape is a mint shiva, that's mochoshim. And the Rabbanan say, no, since you like apples better, that's mochoshim. Rabbi Yehuda is of a mint shiva, there's a shiva, the peris mint shiva, of the, you have to make a bracha on that. Rabban and Savri, no, min chadavod. It's when the Mishnah says the Lashon Eizimem Sheyirtz, it means the one you love. So since it's chadav to you, you enjoy eating it, you mainly have to make the bracha on that first. Avol b'shein b'chaseim shavayis. But let's say you have a vegetable and an apple. You have one that's a bor pri adam and one's a bor pri eitz. You have two different brachas. Then divrei hakol mevorach alzeh v'chayzim mevorach alzeh. Then there's no shalav of kedimus. Which one to make first? Because you have to make two brachas anyway. If you have an apple and a carrot, you have to make a bar, or the case we'll soon see is a zayas and a tznoin. On a zayas, you make a bar priates, an olive, and on a tznoin, a radish, you make a bar priadoma. So if you have these two in front of you, you have to make two brachas anyway. It's not a question, one part of the other one. Then there's no mitzvahs kadima. Then you don't have to, but have to take the min shiva. First, you can do whichever one you want. That's what the first man of the Yama says. That's what Ula says. Well, soon see. That's only providing where they're both chaviv. But let's say you bedafka like the tznoin, then you can go bosa chavivus. Well, soon see. You have an olive and you have apples. The tavayu bor priates. Both of them are bor priates. Obal lifter ashtem a bruch achas. You want to make one bruch here to be yetzer for both terrorists. So the question is, which peri should eat first? Make the bracha be chalon. Chavivod, the Rabban hold, Eizah sheyitz the matzis. You know the Mishnah only says loshim, whichever one you want. As a chavivod of mashma, that's mashma the one you love better. That's more chashiv. Avu b'shein v'chaseim shav the trashi the rihakol a bracha achas petrosim. One bracha doesn't help for the other one. Like if you have a tznoin, you have a radish, and an olive, you have to make two brachas. V'shulav is le'enka machlekes. Now Rashi wants your shaila. The Alpha Gav that now we had the Mishnah before. Derech al peris ilam bor pri adama yotze. Even though with the Yevid, if you take an apple and you make a bor pri adama, you are yotze. So we're here where you have a radish and a zayis. So if you make a bor pri adama on the radish, maybe that should pata the zayis also the bor pri. So Rashi no. Hani mili bechad mina v'toyim. That's only in the case where you took an apple in your hand and you made a mistake. Instead of making a bor priate, you made a bor priadoma. That's where you made a mistake. Oberichola bor priadoma. Abu tznoin uzayis metchila. A person has in front of him a tznoin, a radish, and he has a zayis and aleph in front of you. Oberichola tznoin. If you all have to have bottom here that if you love a radishes, the tznoin, you're supposed to make the bor priadoma that first. Learn if the zayis avada with this bracha you're not supposed to have in zinim in das. You're not supposed to part the desires. You're making a bor pri adama on the tznoin, that's all. See, since you have to make two separate brachas, a bor pri adama and a bor pri eitz, hey, see, everybody's masking, there's no chshivas in min shiva, and push the swaris, you go bos the chavis. That if you bedafka love radishes, you're allowed to make the bor pri adama on the radish first, and then make a bor pri eitz. Even though we hold usually a bor pri eitz comes before a bor pri adama, that's only where you don't have a chavis, you don't love one more than the other. But the case we love one more than the other, the chavav has a chshivas, you make the bor pri adama that one first. That's what Ula holds. So tomorrow, Meisve. Hoyu lefon at tznoi milzayin. Somebody has in front of him a radish and an olive. Yid alocha mevorach al tznoi. You're supposed to only make a bor pri adama on the radish. Upoit teresa zayin. Chrutakashia, you see claw that making the bar priadomer on the radish, you're even yoitz, so the bar creates for the zayis. You don't have to make two brachas, just one bracha. And the Gemara hoche the mayaskinon keshatznoi nikar. Havad is only in the kimto, in the case where ikar watch eating right now is the radish. So the radish is a little bit too sharp, so you want to take along some zayis and some olives with you to soothe in the taste of the tznoin. So since the ikar is the tznoin, therefore the azayis is a toffle to the tznoin, so you only make a bar for your dom. For the Gemara hoche, this is the mitzias. Yochi Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? We have Yudu Oyme Mavorach al Azayis. No, he says first you have to make a bracha bari priates on the Yalis. She Azayis and Min Shiva. Because the Zayis, since it's a Min Shiva, it's more Choshev, you have to make a bracha on the Zayis. Now, for the Gemara, if the Akimter is where the Iker is the Tznoin, you'll go and teach radishes. Just the radishes got so sharp in your mouth that you want to take along an olive now to soothe them to taste. Rabbi Gemara, that's the case. Less later, Rabbi Yehuda, Hodef Nan, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold from the Mishnah later? Kol Shiviker, we have an Iker, like here, you're taking the Tznoin, the radish is the Iker. Vi might fail, and you're just taking the olive to soothe the taste of the radish, that the Mishnah says, Mavorach al Iker, you only have to make one bracha on the Iker, point you as a tfeila. Sakur Rabbi Yehuda dings of that if the Iker is the radish, you have to make a bracha on the olive. Maybe true, Rabbi Yehuda dings on that Mishnah also. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, he could dings on the Mishnah. So the Gemara, no, but Tanya, we learned the Farish. We have Yehuda Weimer. If the only reason why you're eating this olive is because you want to eat the tznoin, the radishes, though the radishes bother you, the taste is too sharp, you want to take a tznoin, is Rabbi Yehuda is also masking. Mevorach al tznoin, you only have to make a bracha on the tznoin, the radish, or put it to rest azayis. You see, Rabbi Yehuda is also masking to the cloud Iker and Tofel. You only make a bracha on the Iker and not on the Tofel. So then we have to explain our first kasha. How could Rabbanan say, when you have the Zayis and the Tznoin, they say make a bar priadom on the Tznoin, how could they say it? There are two different brachas, a bar priadom and a bar priadom. How does one bracha part of the other one? So the more about you have to say, lo'olam b'tznoin Iker. Havada, the first price is talking about where the radish is the Iker. Means you're only going to eat the radish at your kavona. Therefore, you make a bar priadom on that, and that pat is the zayis, the olive. Of course, the olive is only coming to make the tznoin taste better. Askinim. Abazoy v'chitzigi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabonin. The kasha was, and how could Rabbi Yehuda say in the sefer, no, don't make the bracha on the tznoin, make the bracha on the zayis? Yishno is talking about something else. The milsach riti pligi, they're talking about a different machlegis. The chasurei mechsra, something is missing in this brisa. This is the way the brisa should be learned. You have in front of you a radish and an olive. Is mavorach al tznoin upoitiras azayis, according to everybody. That if Iker Kavon is eating the radish, so you just make a bracha bor priadom on the tznoin, then that part is the tofel, the zayis. When do we say this? When you Iker Kavon, you're going to eat is the olive. Is the tznoin the radish? Avalei, not tznoin ikar, but in the case we don't like the tznoin, the radish, more than the olive, you like both of them now, is the v'rihako mevorach al zeh, v'chayza mevorach al zeh. Both of them, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban Amoid, you have to make two separate brachas. One is not an ikar, one is not a tofel. You're going to eat two things here, a zayis and a tznoin. You have to make a bar priadomer on the tznoin, and a bar priates on the zayis. And here there's no machlekes, like Ula holds. When you're making two separate brachas, there's no kedima, whichever one you want you can do. So where's the machlokes here of Yehuda and Rabbanan and the Kimta? But another case, we have like an apple and a grape, an apple and a zayis. They're both a bar priates. They're both two minim, and one is a min shiva, and one is a min chavit. You like apples more than the grapes. And here's the machlokes. Again, they're sheet like the Mishnah. The one that's more chavif to you, you can make the bracha on. If you like apples, make the bar praise from the apple. We have Yehuda Weimer, here Yehuda dings it and says, no. Mevorach al azayis. In the case we have an apple and a zayis, since they're both the bar praise, you're only making one bracha. To pata both of them, he holds the bracha has to be on the zayis. Sha'a zayis and min shiva. Because the Zayis is the Min Shiva, not the Yehuda Shit in the Mishnah. That the Min Shiva is more Chaviv, more Chashiv, you have to make the bracha on that one, the part of the other one. See Rashi? Rashi show you Tznoin Iker. Shebeshviloi hischol ha'achila. You started to eat because you wanted radishes. Lo yachol zayis, you didn't eat this olive. Elo lahafik chufay shel tznoi, to take away the sharpness of the radish. Melo dehevel le zayis tuffel. The zayis is only a tuffel. Utanan, the Mishnah later, kol shu ikka v'imay tfeilu mavorach al ikka prati v'asa tfeilu. You only make one bracha on the ikka, that part of the tuffel. It's mavorach al zeh. V'kan le nechluku. In the case we have two separate brachas, you have a bor pri adam and a bor pri eitz, you have to make two separate brachas, there's no machlokes. Now where is the machlokes you do in the Rabbanim according to law? Ushnei min in ba'almo k'goin zayis u'tapuach. Where you have an aleph and you have an apple. Shebechoseim shavit, they're both a bor pri eitz. V'echad mimin shiva b'zeh nechlokes. That's the machlokes. That the Rabbanim say, you go boss of the min chavit, if you like apples, that's the bracha you make, and if you don't know, you go boss of the min shiva. And in this case, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that with the two brachas ashavis, there are two pre-eitzes in front of you, then you make the min shiva. Min shiva has a chshivas. If you have an apple and a grape, even though you like apples better, still you're supposed to make the bor pre-eitz on the grape, because that's the min shiva.
Two min shiva and one is chavis?
We'll soon see about two min shivas, which one goes first. Which first in the pasuk goes first. Pligi is the more pligi bor Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So one says machloikis b'vichaseim shavis. The machloikis is where the brachas are shavis. Of course, this is like Ula said. To have you this sava min shivod. Again, you have two, an apple and a zayis. They're both the bor priates. So if you this says make the bracha on the zayis since that's the min shiva. For a bor and savri min chavavod. You can make the bracha on the apple since you like it better. So ashu kediamor means that's like Ula. That's what we had until now. Abu Bishain Brichosaim Shavis, we have an Adama and a Bori Priates, his Divrei Hakam Vorachazeh, Abachoiz Mavorachazeh, and there's no Kedina. And the Lacha then is you go Bosa Chavit, whichever one is more Chavit to you, that's the one you make the Bracha first. That's one Shah. Vachadama, now Nushita, Vachadama, after Shain Brichosaim Shavis. No, even where once you have a Tznoin and a Zayas, or Tznoin and a Ravish, you make a Pri Adama. And the Zayis is a Bori Priates, two different brachas. Nami Machloikis, it's still a Machloikis, which one comes first? Should you make on the Zayis the Bori Priates first, because that's the Minshiva? Or should you make on the Tznoin first, the Bori Priadama, since to you that's Chavim? That's the Machloikis. Now the Mor's Mazda, how does the past have such a Machloikis? Dishlei Malaman Diyama Bishiba Chaseim Shavais. This claim with the way we learned until now, according to Tula and according to first man the Yama, they're only Mechuluk, where they both have one bracha bar priates, is Machloike Shapir. It's good, the Machloike says, on which pay should you make the bar priates on? The Abbotin said you can make it on the apple since you like it. The Yudha says, no, you have to make the bar priates on the Zayas since it's a Minshiva. El Loman the Yama Bishain Bichosem Shavuos, we have the Zayas and Tznoin, we have two brachas, Pligi, that's the Machloike, but to come up in my Pligi. How does the pasta machlekes? You have to make two brachas anyway. His abimini word is only a shallow when you're making one bracha, which one should you make it on? But where you have to make two brachas, might not come in which one you make first. His Gemara didn't know there's a svar in Kedima yet, which bracha you should make first. Since you have to make a bor pri adam around the tznoin the radish, and you have to make a bor pri eitz on the zayis, you have to make two separate brachas anyway, might not come in which one comes first. How does the pasta machlekes when you have Yehuda and the Rabbonin? And the Gemara, which bracha you should make first? Havadi, you have to make two brachas. The question is, which one should take first? If Yehuda says, if it's asked how to take the Zayas first to make a bar parade since the Mishiva, the Rabbanan say, no, you can take the Tznoin first, since you like that first. So the more the Yomer Rabbi Yosef arrived for this, that there's such a pasta din kedima, which bracha to make first, arrived from Rabbi Yosef, he came from Rabbi Yitzchak. That called Hamuktim the Posik there Muktim Lebracha. When the Posik says about the Shiva Saminim, the Shiva of Eretz Yisrael, it says it in the Seder. He says, what the Indian of the Seder? To know which Peri is more Choshim, that Bracha comes first before the other one. So to Rashi, the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Almo, we think me a Kavdina Nak Dama. It's such a Yisrael, even though you have two different Brachas, which Bracha should come first? We have Yud Yisrael Rav Yitzchak, if Yud goes according to Rav Yitzchak. Hilkach. Avad, if one peri is not mimin shiva, avad the mimin shiva odif. Avad for the mimin shiva goes first. We are born and left of Rav Yitzchak, but mocking chavid the chavid odif. We are born and dizach on Rav Yitzchak and say no. When do you go bos chshivas of min shiva? That's where there's no chavivas. You don't like any one tree more than the other. Then we go bos of min shiva. But where you love a pre, even though that's a pre hadama, you have to make that bracha first and then make the bar priates. Now that we'll soon see what the muktam apostle goes on. The pasuk says eretz chito seira the gefen utain of rimin eretz zayis el zayis shemenu dvash. The Torah says this seder to know which one comes first. Moshe, you want to eat a chito and you want to eat a gefen, you're supposed to make the bracha on the chito first since it comes first. Now the mice when the bracha talks, when the pasuk is talking about chito, doesn't mean a raw or wheat. It means they are michael a kemach of a barmini mezonis. So it's chita and seira. If you have two cakes, a cake made out of chita and a cake made out of seira, you're supposed to make the bracha on the cake made out of chita first. So that comes first in the pasuk. If you have a gefen,